The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the first parak comments on the Sukkim in the Navi Zechariah. It speaks about the four different tainios that were instituted as part of a Zechel Chorban. So the Navi speaks about the Tzom HaRavi, the Tzom HaChamishi, HaMashvi, Tzom HaShvi, and the Tzom HaAsiri. So, because we know which these days correspond to Shavuos, Tammuz, Tevis, etc. So the Gemara says in that Sugya that if you look carefully at the Psukim, so the Psukim describe these days as days of Tainus, days of Evil. On the other hand, the Psukim also describe them as Yimei Sasa V'Simcha, that the Navi promises these are going to be days of Sasa V'Simcha. So the Gemara explains that at different times in Jewish history, they took on different characteristics. So the days of Churban, when things are terrible, when things are Shasa Shema, Shasa Peronis, this terrible, terrible tragedies befalling the Jewish people, then these days are in fact days of Tzom. When there's a Shas Shalom, which Rashi interprets to be, when there's Beis HaMikdash is built, so then these days become days of Simcha. What about the rest of Jewish history? Not everything is Shas Shalom, not everything is Shas Gezeiros. So things are a little bit of both. So the Gemara says, so under those circumstances, these days are not really Mikra Din. They're neither Yimei Evel, neither not Yimei Tzoyim, and the other end, they're not Yimei Simcha either. Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. That we have a choice. If you want to fast, that's wonderful. And if you choose not to fast, that's also okay. It's not an absolute chiyuv. The only time that these days of mechuyuv to be days of tainis are only b'shas hashma, b'shas haperonus. So the Gemara then goes on to ask the question: Yachi Tisha B'Av Nami? Should we say the same thing about Tisha B'Av? Because Tisha B'Av appears in this nevuah as well. Who says no? Shani Tisha B'Av duch b'lubot zaris. The Tisha B'Av is different. The Tisha B'Av is an exception to this rule. And even if you live in a time when things are not so terrible, aval b'chein you're still required to fast on Tisha B'Av. So the Rashba in the beginning of Maseches Megillah interprets this Gemara to mean that not that fundamentally Tisha B'Av is different from the other tainis. It's really mikra din based on this navi itself. So Tisha B'Av is on the list. Chodesh Revi, Chamish, it's all the same. It's all Tachlid Dibur. All the tainis are mentioned together. When the Gemara says Shari Tisha B'Av Tuchim Lotzoros, that means midrabbanan Chazavu Misakir at a later date. That even though Tisha B'Av should have been the same as the Sar B'Tevis and Shmos V'Tavos, etc., but nevertheless midrabbanan they misakir Tisha B'Av is a chiyuv. So the Rashba says that at the end of the day we all mechuyuv to fast on Tisha B'Av, but it's not really the poskin. It's really a different chiyuv. It's a tachanas chachamim. So the bottom line is when you accept the Rashba, maybe not everyone accepts that Rashba. The bottom line is that you mechuyuv to fast on Tisha B'Av, whereas the other tainis is not really mechuyuv to fast on. So the Gaonim quote a tradition that already the Jewish people have already been mekabel upon themselves the other tainis as well. So even though the Gemara says Rotz Masanah Rotz Shem Masanah, it's not really true that Bezman Hazeh we already voted on Mas Klais, already accepted upon themselves to do it. So. Is there any nafkamina ladina from the fact that the Gemara says that in theory it was Ratzu Enim Anim? So the Rishayim point out that maybe certain kulas that we have in the other tainis, not Tisha B'Av, the other tainis that we have, based on the fact that the Ikra didn't really is we weren't mechuyuv to fast. The fact that we have makabel upon ourselves, so maybe there are certain leniencies in Hilchos Tainis. What are those leniencies? So the Ramban and Sefer Teres Adam explains that's the reason why we find that there are certain discrepancies between the way we observe Tisha B'Av and the way we observe Shmosim Tavos or Betavis and some Gedalia. The din is that Tisha B'Av starts the night before. That's in Farish Gemara, the fourth parak of Psach, the Tisha B'Av B'Nishmash L'Wasser, even the B'Nishmash before Tisha B'Av is Osir. So the night before is for sure Osir, whereas the other tiny is, so we don't observe the night before. We don't know the tiny starts in the morning, so my hype, so Manish Tara, if Shivas Avatam is the real tiny, why doesn't it start the night before? So the Ramban explains that in the old days, the Taka did. If you lived in a time of Shas Perano, so Taka did start the night before, like any other a real tiny, it's 24 hours. Elowat, since it's only a Kabbalah Satibor, so the Tzio was makapal upon themselves the way they saw fit. So the Klai Yisrael voted, and the minhag Yisrael became only to observe a quasi tainus. So we're not mechuyuv to be more machmir than mashenogel aviseinu. But the only reason why we're so lenient in the other tainus is to permit it even the night before, says the Ramban, is because they're not real tainus anyway. And any other nafkaminas, the Ramban explains also, that's the reason why the other yinuyim don't apply. Whenever you have a real yom tainus, so you shouldn't be wearing shoes, you shouldn't be washing, etc., all the regular yinuyim should apply. So we know that applies to Tisha B'Av. That's the Farish Gemara. That applies on Tisha B'Av. That doesn't apply for the other tainus. Why is that discrepancy? So Ramban says the same pismin. If it would have been a real bona fide chiyuv, you'd live b'shas hashmar chalila, then you have to observe a full-fledged 24-hour tainus with all the chumras, all the inuyim. The fact that the other tainus are only Kabbalah Satibur, forget about not being a ikra din, they're not even din derabon, they're one step less. The old tainus in the old days, I can't say the old, good old days, the bad old days, when it was a shas hashmar, so then all the tainus were marshal divik kabbal. That was a real posuk in the Navi Zechariah. After that, so Tishba becomes a Dirabbanon, and the other times become a Ratzu Misana, Ratzu Dira Misana. And now Bezman is it. The last 1500 years, whatever, as long as the Kabbalah Satzibur has been binding, so we have accepted upon ourselves to fast. But it's in the Ikaron, it's a Kabbalah Satzibur. It's not really a Din Dirabbanon. That's the reason why we find the discrepancy also between who is obligated to fast in these tiny years. The Gemara says in Psach, the fourth parak, that the Mubaras Menikos Misanas B'Tishbav Kedach Shemashli Misanas B'Shalas B'Yom Kippur. That the same way if a woman is pregnant, a woman is nursing, so she's Mechuyevus to fast on Yom Kippur, that's for sure. Unless there's something out of the ordinary, if a woman has some crazy condition that it's a Fashash B'Koch Nefesh, okay, so then she doesn't fast on Yom Kippur. But normally, just because she's uncomfortable being pregnant, that's not a point. Let's say a woman's nursing, so there's no, unless there's some unbelievable pekuch nefesh that she can't produce milk and the baby's not taking formula, some crazy out of the ordinary. But the fact that she's, no one's dying from her fasting, she's going to be a little bit more uncomfortable than the average person. So the Gemara says that you have to fast on Yom Kippur and you have to fast on Tisha B'Av as well. So the many Rishonim quote that you don't have to fast on the other tiniest. It's my high, what's the difference? So the Ma'amar Rutenberg explains the same idea that since the other tiniest is not really Chuyavis, Bizmanazah, it's just a Kabbalah Satzibur, so we don't have to be more Machman than the Kabbalah Satzibur was. So the original Kabbalah Satzibur was to be a little bit more maker for the Mubaras and Menikos, since it's difficult for them to fast. So the Tzibu, they were never Makabalos. So this idea that sometimes you could have a halacha that's binding, not also to Tekon Sechom, it's not a din derais, it's not a mitzvah de Kabbalah, it's not even a din derabon, it's binding because Kabbalah said Tzibur, and the din is you have to follow Menhagim, when the Tzibur Klais will accept upon themselves a mini, we have to follow those Menhagim, that's a halacha to follow Menhagim, but the Kabbalah said Tzibur is not going to be more chomer than the etzem Kabbalah said Tzibur is. So that's the same idea that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Uchus Tefillah. He quotes a famous psak that even though most Rishonim, Mishnah Berurah claims, most Rishonim hold that women are chayavos to daven shachris and mincha shmoneh esrei, it's machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. Mishnah Berurah paskins that women have to daven shachris and mincha shmoneh esrei, but my everything thinks they don't have to daven. Why? Because the Gemara says in the fourth paragraph of Brachos, tefillas avos is rishus. So the onim write the same pismon there also, that you don't really have to daven shmoneh esrei for my kriyas shmoneh birchas kriyas shmoneh for sure you have to daven. Shmoneh esrei you don't really have to daven. It was only rishus, but kibul ayuchayven. The klais will accept it upon themselves to daven ma'ariv, and therefore you have to daven ma'ariv. You have to have ma'ariv today because of a seder who makabels upon themselves to daven ma'ariv. So only those members of klais who voted in favor of ma'ariv. Those members of Klai Yisrael who voted against Meir, so who voted against Meir? The women, they're busy putting the kids to sleep, they're getting hot to daven Meir. So the women on Mas never really been makabels upon themselves to daven Meir. So the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore women don't have to daven Meir today. Not everyone agrees to that, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So what the Maram Ruthenberg is saying vis-a-vis the Mubaras of Nikos, so the Mishnah Berurah is kind of saying the same idea like Abbe Meir. They have this concept in Aloha where you have a Kabbalah Satzibur, but the Kabbalah Satzibur is limited in scope. But the bottom line is Tisha B'Av is a real din. Tisha B'Av is bad as that, does not have any of the coolest that we mentioned. Tishbav is the real mukwai. That's a real halacha. And therefore, even people who are not comfortable have to fast. Unless it's mam shechayla. You don't have to be a chalash yesh b'sakad, even a chalash ein b'sakad. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, let's say a woman gave birth within the last month. So the Gemara says in the end of Masechta Shabbos, if you had a baby within the last couple of days, that's a chashash of chalash yesh b'sakad. But if you had a baby 3.5 weeks ago, so there's no more sakad anymore, unless something's crazy out of the ordinary. But the Gemara says in Shabbos, you could still do a merely akab. You could ask a guy to do things for you because a chaya kolam ed yoim is still considered to be like a chalash ein b'sakad. She's not a michash b'yam, but she's a chalash ein b'sakad. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Uchus Tishbav, that a woman who gave birth within the last month doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Be'ikar adin, some machmer that, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens it's okay. And the reason being because Tisha B'Av is only derabbanan, so it's only derabbanan. So me'mela, it's not going to be any more chomer than the shvus of Miriam Yaakov. The most of the favor was lifted. But makom the chodesh ebris of God. So if you have a woman within 30 days, you have a real nafla mishkov. Not someone who's just uncomfortable. Guys, I'm a real bona fide nafla mishkov. So he wouldn't be required to fast on Tisha B'Av. But otherwise, the person is supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av. So in addition to the yisur of fasting on Tisha B'Av, so Chazal instituted all the other inuyim, similar, basically, just about similar to Yom Kippur, maybe nuances of differences, but basically the basic tour of Tisha B'Av is like is similar to Yom Kippur. In addition to all the halachas that govern Tisha B'Av as being a Yom Tzom, a Yom Tainis, so Tisha B'Av has another dimension to it that has nothing to do with you, not at all to do with Yom Kippur, is that Tisha B'Av is also Yom Evil, that the Dinim of Avelus are noyeg on Tisha B'Av as well, that the Dinim of Avelus mean the Dinim of Shiva. Whenever the halachas govern Shiva, govern Tisha B'Av as well. So Tisha B'Av has two things going forward or going against, whatever you want to call it, two dimensions, two different characteristics of the Yom, that each one carries with it its own unique halachas. So Tzel B'Av and Yom Kippur, so there's an issur of tidyos, but there's no avelus in Yom Kippur. Whereas it's a person sitting shiva, so there's the dinner of avelus, but there's no dinner of tidyos. So Tisha B'Av has a combination of both. So there are certain halachas of Tisha B'Av that are only Isurei Tainis. There are others that are only Isurei Avelis. There are some that are actually a combination of both. So let's say, Lamashal, the fact that you can't wear shoes on Tishbav, that's actually for both reasons, because it's both a Yom Avel and a Yom Tainis. Or the fact that you can't bathe on Tishbav, that's also, it's a Yom Tainis, that's also a Yom Avel. The fact that you can't eat on Tishbav, that's like doing guys in Shiva, he's allowed to eat. The fact that you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, that has nothing to do with the Yom Tainish. You're allowed to learn on Yom Tainish. You're allowed to learn Yom Kippur. That's a din al tavela. So Tisha B'Av has mamash the chumras as the worst of all, or not the worst, but all the chumras, all the characteristics of both of these days that have converged together. So one of the famous isurim that exists on Tisha B'Av in Tam Avelos is the fact that one's not allowed to learn. So the Gemara says in Maseches, in Maseches Tainis, that even though one is not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim, those parts of Torah that are very uncheerful, so that you're permitted to learn. So Gemara spells out some of those things, Dvarim Shabirmi, Eicha, those kinds of things, so one is permitted to learn. So the later post can extend it to other things. The Gemara just gives you a few examples, but it doesn't give you everything. So there, if Kamsar Bakamsar, Nuchas Avelis, and all of those kinds of things would be permissible. There is a big question in the postgame about whenever you have these Yisurim of Talmud Torah, like let's say a person sitting Shiva, a person on Tisha, we're not supposed to learn, but you have certain things that are singled out that you aren't allowed to learn. So does that mean it's a free for all? You're allowed to learn as whatever shape or form. You can say Shekhlol is in Uchas Avelis all day. You can say Shekhlol Torah is in Uchas Teshuvah all day. So that's what some seem to say, and others say not the way. Others say that it should be very, very toned down. The idea is that it's not supposed to bring similar. So the guy says the whole shtickle Torah in Uchas Avelis, Ram and Ramban, it's a din kiyum, it's a nisra, all kind of brisket Torah, so that's going to give him simcha also. So that's the way we usually assume halacha. The Chashulchan writes that a person, when they on Tisha B'Av, they should try to keep the learning to a minimum, try to keep it to a simplistic level. If a chiddush comes your way, and he writes, "Oh, so what a patria, what are you going to do?" He's got to shut down his brain, it's hard. So if you have such a level like the Chashulchan, they quote that the Ragachov used to learn on Tisha B'Av, and he used to learn during Shiva also, based on the Rishami. The Rishami says that just as the Mishnah says in Brachas, there's a het of istinus. Let's say a person is very, very, itchy, and he's the kind of person who gets very squeamish if he doesn't take a shower all the time. So the Mishnah says in the second week of Brachas, Rabbi Gamliel took a shower when he was in Avelos. The Talmidim asked him, "How can you do that?" So he said, "It's an istinus, because the dinim of Avelos were not given letzar; they were given to prevent tanugim. You're not supposed to have these extra excessive pleasures, when you're in Avelos. But if it's mamish physical pain, Avos not mechuyav to suffer physical pain." So Rabbi Gamliel said he was allowed to take a shower because he was an istinus. So the Rishami says that if a guy's learning and all of a sudden it comes the whole week or comes the whole day of Tisha B'Av, if he can't learn anything, he's going to go nuts. It's not that he's not enjoying himself. He's going to go crazy. He's going to get sick from not learning. So the Rishami says, you're allowed to learn. It's the same way you're allowed to take a shower, you're allowed to learn. So the Beis Yosef writes that he's not going to quote that Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch because he doesn't believe there's anybody like that, Bizman Hazat. So he doesn't quote that din. But the Rebbe Chava said, okay, maybe the Beis Yosef didn't know people, but I'm telling you that I get sick. He said, if I don't learn, I get sick. So what are we going to do? So he used to sit. They say that the Rebbe Chava used to learn regular Tisha B'Av. Regular on during Shiva, but again, that's not what the common practice today is. This issue of Talmud Torah, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to say psukim derech tefila, you're allowed to say mishnayos derech tefila, so whatever is considered to be the normal, whatever you say in a normal day, so that's, you're not really learning, you're davening up the psukim of Shemaya, davening up the psukim of Halukas, you're not really learning them, and therefore that wouldn't be a violation of learning Torah. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis that in addition to the Isurim of Tisha B'Av on the day of Tisha B'Av itself, so Chazal made a little bit earlier as well. You can't just roll right into Tisha B'Av Chazal just like that. So Chazal set up a little bit of a quasi Nehugim of Avelis, even a little bit before Tisha B'Av. So let's say the Mishnah speaks about the day of Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says that on Erev Tisha B'Av, so if it's late in the afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av, it's ready after Chatzoy. So this is the last meal you're eating. You're about the Sudim of Sekhash. You're about to start Tisha B'Av an hour from now. So lo yochabos l'ishte yayin. So you're not allowed to bust of a yayin at Yesudim of Sekhash. That's a din. We extend that minute back to Rosh Chodesh. When we did it the Gemara, so you're not allowed to have bas v'yayin at the last meal that you're having late in the afternoon. And you shouldn't have two cooked dishes. You shouldn't make a za party, a big pre-fast meal in the afternoon on Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah quotes that there was a practice in many communities that it was hard to fast. A guy's going to have Tav Shalechot. He's not going to really eat too much. Erev Tishbav, he's going to have an egg and then fast the whole day. So it was hard for people. So the Ramah writes, what you're allowed to do Mikra dinner is you can have a bigger meal late in the day, but that's not the Suda Shem of Sekhas. But the Gemara says that the Yisr is only on the Suda Shem of Sekhas Mamamish. So if you have a nicer meal at 5 o'clock, and then say go to mincha, take a walk, something, then 6:30 you come, you have a suda of sekhes, only tav shalechot. So the Ramah says, technically speaking, that would be okay. So that's become like a pretty standard practice in most communities today, that people eat an early dinner on Friday afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av afternoon, and then right before Tisha B'Av they have the, what's called the suda of sekhes, with obviously no basar, no yain, obviously, and just an egg and some bread or something, and ashes on the floor, or water or something, very, very toned down. Suda. So you see for the Gemara that already late in the afternoon, already in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av, is already the beginning, it's already starting to smell a little bit of Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah quotes a practice that on Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, one really shouldn't be learning. So why is that? These, you're allowed to eat, so you're allowed to wear shoes, so why are you not supposed to learn? So the reason for that meeting probably was is that if a guy's going to be learning and hovering over a sugya the whole afternoon, and then it's going to come Shkia, he's going to close the Gemara, he's still going to be thinking about the sugya for the next 6 hours. So you have to give yourself a little bit of break. You got to give a little stop a few hours in advance. So there are more quotes to practice that one shouldn't learn in the afternoon Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And then there are more rites that minig should be observed bein mecho bein Shabbos, even though when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or either on Shabbos and it's nircha or on Sunday. So the Gemara says befeirish that you eat your regular meal. You eat basar v'yayin and sudum afsekas. There's no sudum afsekas on Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, even though there's no sudum afsekas on Shabbos, but the reason still applies, that to sit and learn and say, oh, read the whole Reb Chaim at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av, even though it's Shabbos, that's going to keep you going into Tisha B'Av. You can start to be Mahar and the return of Tisha B'Av. So the Rambam quotes the meaning, Bein Mechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Yeah. So there are many who disagreed with this Ramah on both parts. There are some who said the whole meaning of the Ramah we shouldn't follow, because it leads to a big bittul Torah, because it's bad enough on Tisha B'Av itself. Nobody learns. Everyone's sitting and recounts for 5 minutes, and then they're listening to Shurim on the Kinnis. People are learning, but that's not, they're not sitting and learning a sugya. So what do you do? The Gemara says you can't learn Tishbav, But Erev Tishbav, it's not minig. We're not really sure where this minig even came from. So many Acharim were very, very much opposed. They felt it was a bit of Torah to Rabbim, and we should not follow this minig. There are others who met the Ramah halfway that said, on Chol, maybe Shabbos? It's Shabbos afternoon. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Shabbos. What are you telling you to do? Sit and recount to Bakamts on the floor? Let him learn regular Teltoshki and Shrek. So Yesh V'Yesh. So there are some who follow the minig of the Ramah across the board. There are others who don't follow at all. Others split between Chol and Shabbat, and Shvi'esh, different practices about this. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that Chazal also pushed back a little bit of Nihugi Avelus to earlier, even before Tisha B'Av, even before Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah, the Gemara speaks about the Shavush Echabot Tisha B'Av, that the week of Tisha B'Av itself, so there are certain Nihugi Avelus that everybody was supposed to observe. So the Mishnah speaks about being Mestaper, being Mechabes, one doesn't get haircuts to Shavush Echabot Tisha B'Av, one doesn't wash one's clothes. So the Gemara says that means until Tisha B'Av comes, when Tisha B'Av is over, then the Shavuot Chabot Tisha B'Av is over. So the Shavuot Chabot Tisha B'Av, let's say this year, Tisha B'Av is scheduled, hopefully it won't be, but it's scheduled for Thursday, so there's the longest possible Shavuot Chabot Tisha B'Av you could probably get. So there are some poskim say if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidcha, maybe the whole week before is also, and many poskim know that's not true. So this year is the longest potential Shavuot Chabot Tisha B'Av you could have. So the Medina de Gemara, not everything is also Shavuot, a handful of things, also Sab, also Chabes, very, very few things that Chazal singled out. And then Chazal singled out other things, and they said, Mishanichas Abmematim Simcha. So again, there are whole gradations. There's Tisha B'Av, there's Erev Tisha B'Av, there's going back from Shachabat Tisha B'Av, then Mishanichas Av. The Gemara says, the Mishnah Mishanichas Abmematim Simcha. So the Gemara says that means you shouldn't do a lot of Masamata, and there are different opinions. But does that mean all kind of business should be limited? Does that mean only Simcha? A business should be limited, and then the Gemara talks about not building things. That's also a shaila. Does that mean all kind of building, only certain kinds of building, only simcha dikah building? So you have a whole array of different practices that Chazal instituted that already shoot back from Mishnah Nichlas Av. So we have a minhag in Ashkenazi communities. Have a minhag that there are many, many things that we don't do for the entire period of the 9 days. That period of 9 days. So that term 9 days was made up in America. So I don't think it appears in any real sefer from 100 years ago. So the term, the like the three. 3 weeks also. 3 weeks, I think that there was made up in camp in the 1940s or something. I don't think anyone heard of it. It's called Ben HaMitzarim in the halachic literature. But so that idea of refraining from a whole array of things during the 9 days, so that has a little bit of a root in the Gemara. The Gemara has like very, very few things, matim, masim, matim, matim, minish, simple, etc. But what has become the minig of Ashkenazi communities of the last 100,000, whatever, hundreds of years, thousand years, whatever long it was, so that we refrain from so many different things during the period of the 9 days, that's already totally mimin hagim. So some of the things that have become popular in our community is the Yisra Basav Yayin. So there are more quotes that that's what our practice is, that we refrain from having Basav Yayin already going back from Rosh Chodesh. The Din of the Gemara is only on Erev Tishbav the afternoon, but it's Surah Sekas, so that has been extended all the way back to Rishonim Kot, where some were makwit from Shavuos Batavos. That's why we didn't go. So we take it from Rosh Chodesh Av. But since it's only a minute, it's not a real din, so therefore the Paiskim write, the Ramah writes, that it was never instituted by Makom Mitzvah. So Makom Mitzvah is more important than this minute. So what concept is Makom Mitzvah? So the classic Sudash HaMitzvahs. That's why Shabbos we eat Basav Yayin, and that's why to see a Masechta or a Bris, things like that. So we would permit. And the Ramah, the later Paiskim, have all kind of nuances about the, you know, any limitations. There's a free-for-all. You can invite everybody, anyone you want. The whole world can be invited to Yassim. So basically, it boils down to whether there are certain kulos to invite Bnei Abayis, people you generally celebrate with, people your family members. And then the question is, how much can you expand out and stretch it to other people? So Ramesh had a famous kula many, many years ago when they asked him about the situation in camps. So you have camps, you have 500 kids together, and they ran out of milchik dish, but the third day, the kids don't want to eat any milchiks anymore, so they feel they have to serve leishiks. So they asked Ramesh, is the status of a camp considered to be like a family, or is it considered to be like strangers? Enough kamina. If it's a family, then very, very makel and who you're allowed to invite. If it's strangers, so then it becomes much more difficult to extend it. So Ramesh felt that in the summertime, that's your family. It means I eat with these people for the whole summer, so they're considered to be my family. So therefore, there are very limited limitations on this. So that was Ramesh's famous back, and this was the minig in the camps for many, many years. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a scathing article in some magazine saying that this practice has to stop, that it's terrible what the camps are doing, that they're making leitzonis out of it, and they shouldn't have this yumim, etc. Okay, so maybe it's a good idea to be. I mean, the person was like writing it as if he discovered America. Like Ramesh was asked the shaila 70 years ago, and Ramesh was the one who originally gave this pshat. So it wasn't like all the camps in the mountains decided on it. Ramesh is in print, and Ramesh said this. So I don't know. Maybe the article is a good article, not a good article. You have to put things into proper perspective. So, notwithstanding the article, the camps still do it. It's been extended. Now you have a barbecue in the middle of the night, chulz in the middle of the night, okay, everything. A person can't go 6 hours without eating flesh in the 9 days. It's very modern thing. Some of the other things that this is extended to, we have restaurants making siyumim. That's nonsense. That's very, very bizarre kind of activity. But whatever it is, one should figure out what the proper approach to that kind of topic should be. There are other minhagim that the Poskim quote that also we've extended back to Rosh Chodesh. So the Poskim write about showering and bathing for the whole 9 days. So we're usually very makel about that in our communities, because as we mentioned before, from the istinus. So the Mishnah says even during Shiva, which is a real din, if a person's an istinus. You know, in the olden days, people didn't shower that much. A guy with Bakoshi went to Bikur Erev Shabbos. People didn't shower all the time. Today, a person showers every day, and sometimes people shower 2-3 times a day. So you tell a guy not to take a shower for 9 days, the guy's going to go out of his mind. So most people are a little bit more lenient about that, especially the person who says, it's not a pleasurable shower. I'm just getting to Lahavir Salichluch. So Lahavir Salichluch is really Mutta Mikra Din. So you play one good game of ball, and that's just like Kol. You're pretty sweated up, and Beit Meir gets hot in the summertime. So some of that, those kind the shower would be okay. So again, there are different nuances. Some people like cold showers, and not cold. If it's lavish, a lichluch, and this, those kinds of stuff, so mikra din, it's really okay. Pleasurable kind of a bathing, we shouldn't do. That's why the minig is not to go swimming. Swimming is not just lavish. Swimming is because you enjoy it. It's a fun thing. You know, most people don't go take a shower because they think it's fun. They take a shower because they're filthy. Swimming is a more enjoyable kind of activity. So that's something that one should try to refrain from during the 9 days. Then there are more quotes that there are some in Hagim that have been so extended, they've gone all the way back to Shavuos Batavos. That already, we don't even have the Chalal the Gemara, that model. You have a little bit of a velus from Rosh Chodesh, but to go all the way back to the Shavuos Batavos, so there are more quotes that Midian and Ashkenazim wants to do that also. And we take that, which we did in the Gemara, you're not allowed to get a haircut in the Shavuos Chabot Tishbav, so that minig went all the way back to
to Shivasa B'Tamuz. That's what our minig has become. And similarly, Rambam writes, the minig is not to have weddings during Shivasa, during the 3 weeks. And that is extended among Avram, and later posts have extended that to other kinds of musicals and singing and dancing, you know, kind of different activities that are not in sync with the spirit of these days. So the bottom line is that this whole model of this Tisha B'Av, which is a real din, it's a din d'rabbanan according to the Rashi as well as that. Then you have all these inhugi avelos that Chazal instituted, and we have some of these inhugi avelos, not even really avelos, like Lamashal, the Yisrael having Basav Yayin. So the postgame is not really outside avelos, because in Ophel Lamais, even Shiva's line of Basav Yayin, it's more else Bitla Karbonos, because the Gemara says the end of the third of Basra, when the base of Mikdash was destroyed, so some people stopped eating Basav Yayin, because they felt that it was like a Bizayin, the Karbonos, and the Sachmar brought. The Gemara says that the Chachamim convince these people to stop that practice, because the Chum said to them, if you're not going to have basav yayin, then you can't have bread because the kovin, you can't have fruit because bikurim, you can't have water because this chamayim. So the Chum explained to them that your kavana was very, very noble, but it's not practical. And goes and says, "Letzibur elikim tivichum nabe," but it's too difficult to tell people not to have basav yayin the whole year long. So the Rishonim write, it's too difficult all year, but a couple of days a year, it's not such a bad idea. A couple of days a year, it's not a good zecher to the fact that kavanas aren't here. So we have all these different practices. Some are real dinim, some are minhagim that have been associated with this entire time of the 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, etc. Okay, we didn't exactly do justice to the whole sugya of Tisha B'Av, but hopefully this won't be Lamaise anymore anyway. So maybe when a mikdash will be a meisas and a simcha. So I think for our purposes for this semester, I think we can say we can pick a siyum. Okay, good. All right. Thanks to everybody. Okay.
We say the same for 9 days.
What? 9 days. Okay. When do we start next year? Back to.
Out.